Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the word audio devotional. Today's topic is such love and our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Luke chapter 23 and verse 46. Then Jesus shouted, "Father, I entrust my spirit into your hands." And with those words, he breathed his last. Today I had planned to speak about the blood of Jesus and who knows, I may get to that before my time is up. But as I set eyes on our anchor scripture, I was drawn to Jesus' last words before he died. "Father, I entrust my spirit into your hands." I saw this declaration or this prayer in a very different light. I can now relate to why the Bible tells us that Jesus is our example and he's the author and the finisher of our faith. Having trusted God with everything, living his life exclusively for the pleasure and the service of God, he had come to the end of his life. What if God didn't raise Jesus from the dead? What if Jesus had missed something and the resurrection didn't happen? All these could have been a possibility that would have crossed Jesus' mind. But on that cross, the last seconds where he could have had any power to do anything about his condition, he chose to trust God and so he committed his spirit into God's hand. That declaration was not just church speech or Christian speech that sounded nice. It was a last declaration of faith in God. "I have done all and now I give you my spirit. You said you will raise me up. Here is my spirit. I trust you to do what you have said you will do." My dear listeners, Jesus took a risk. Because I ask again, what if God had not raised him from the dead? Jesus took that risk for you and for me. Imagine you cannot swim and someone asks you to jump into the deepest ocean that they would save you before you drown. Would you accept? No matter how risk prone you are not likely to go through with such a challenge without some serious form of guarantee. And the tendency is that no matter the guarantee, you would pull out at the end. Shortly before Jesus said these words, he had cried out asking God why God had forsaken him. So he wasn't even truly in touch with God at this time. Because of the sin he was carrying, there was a brief disconnect. This disconnect could have caused him to doubt if God would still go ahead with the plan. But Jesus, having taken the time before the cross to strengthen himself, trusted God until the end. "I trust you enough to commit my spirit to you," he said. What Jesus did was a reckless act of faith, and he did it just for you. Oh, my dear listener, the cross is a picture of love. If anyone ever asks you to draw love, I cannot see a more accurate picture that anyone could draw. The cross is a picture of faith, of obedience, of pain, of sacrifice, of love. As we step into this glorious Good Friday weekend, I will leave you with the words of the hymn writer, and I hope you take time today to sing hymns and melodies that thank God for the cross, but also that help you reflect on this mind-blowing love of Jesus. "See from his head, his hands, his feet, sorrow and love flow mingled down. Did ever such love and sorrow meet, or thorns compose so rich a crown? Where the whole realm of nature mine, that were present far too small, love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all." Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you so much for Jesus. Continue to take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you are blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. You could also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter at 3 Minutes Audio Devotional. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.